Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about
Marie Curie's, or Marie Curie as we say in Australia, Luminous Legacy. It's a New Scientist review of a film about Marie Curie, and I was just doing a practice lesson on neutrons, and there's an interaction between her and her daughter, and there's a series of semi-mystical beliefs that she had that were sort of inspired in a certain way in terms of that they sort of connected with our view of Baynes and advanced quantum theory, sort of universal Baynes, but really there were sort of archaic theories that she had. All part of the thing is to motivate you. So if you were a cigar-smoking person, you wouldn't actually get in and do the hard graph that she was involved in. So I'm going to read this story to you. It's how you reimagine someone as a famous, as the Polish... How do you reimagine someone as a famous Polish physicist and chemist? Build a bigger picture of her work. And the future fallout, says Donna Liu. Okay, it's interesting, says the film. The film's called Radioactive by Marjorie Strappi. UK cinemas opens in the US on 24th of April. So that's still to come. The seriously famous always pose a problem for anyone wanting to re-explore their life and legacy. What is there left to say that someone hasn't said before? For science, so few global celebrities... Marie Curie is one of the hard cases. She's known as a pioneer of radioactivity, the first woman to win a Nobel Prize, and the first person to win two. That was the challenge facing the director Marjane Strappi when she first thought about making a biopic of the Polish physicist and chemist. Curie was one of Strappi's two heroes while she was growing up in Iran around the time of the Iranian Revolution. The other was the writer Simone de Beauvoir. Strappi decided to base her film on the visual biography Radioactive, Marie and Pierre Curie, A Tale of Love and Fallout by Lon Renis, which was adapted by screenwriter Jack Thorne. Okay, so she's got a new film called Radioactive, another film, Radioactive. Drawing on the feel of the graphic biography and building a big picture of the implications of Curie's work gave Strappi ideas she hoped would resonate today. Of course, she fed radium to French soldiers and their bones melted. Film illustrates Marie Curie described as spontaneous luminosity of radium with a print tinged with a fluorescence palette. Paris, where much of the movie set is bathed with foggy greenish glow. With Rosamund Pike in the lead role, the film spans more than a century, from the 1870s to the 1980s. It opens at the end of Curie's life, before flashing back to her younger days, starting with her meeting as Maria Stoffel with Pierre Curie, played by Sam Riley. Sam Riley? He's not an Australian, is he? No. In 1894. Marie Curie, so it's the amazing thing, I just can't believe it. 40 years and a nuclear bomb was made. Marie Curie was the first woman to gain the physics degree from the University of Paris. From the beginning, she was obsessive about her work. A female physicist in the field was, and still is, dominated by men. Her success was the result of an obsession and tireless work. She's an uncompromising character, says Strappi. She's not a perfect spouse, and she's not a perfect mother. This is spelled out quite literally with shots of her asleep in the lab, with her defiant interviews with an all-male academic panels. Pike gives the character a clipped, matter-of-fact way of speaking, but her performance is hampered by clunky, obvious dialogue. I refuse to be grateful, she says to Perry Curry. Perry Curry. Was it Peter Cardin? Perry Cardin. Pierre Cardin. Okay, this French is really difficult for us Aussies to pronounce. When she invites her to work in his lab after a series of rejections from other scientists. In later scenes, she says, I have been selfish my entire life, and I just want to do good science. The couple married in 1895, and the film takes us through the research that would lead to the 1903 Nobel Prize in Physics. Building on the work of Henri Becquerel, who discovered uranium salts gave off invisible rays in 1896, Marie Curie was interested in pitchblende, a mineral rich in uranium. She noticed it emitted much more than of what she later determined to be radioactivity than uranium alone. Radioactive is a cleverly shot. It shows the unglamorous reality of aspects of science, such as the grinding down of tons of pitchblende to isolate its components, a process that led to a couple's discovery of the elements polonium, after Poland, and radium. The breakthrough turned the Curies into celebrities, and the comical radioactivity craze that followed is one of the film's unexpected gems. Anything you can imagine, they made with radioactivity, said Strappi. The film presents a slideshow of historical objects so absurd it's difficult to believe they existed. Radioactive matches, chocolate, toothpaste, beauty powder, cigarettes, and so on. Like the film, Marie Curie, who lies in bed cradling a luminous green vial, the public was captivated by radium's glow in the dark properties. A radium-based paint called Undark was applied on everything from doorbells and house numbers to signs in mines, fishing lures, and on the eyes of toy dolls, writes Nate Hundry in his 2016 book, The Big Con. In 1904, a piece of musical theatre called Pif Paf Poof took the boards. It included radium dance, featuring dancers in the dark, clad in outfits decorated in radium paint. Other frightening uses of the element included radium condoms, suppositories, and facial cream, writes Henley. People were even widely encouraged to drink water from receptacles lined with radium-infused clay. There was early imitations that radium could be used to shrink tumours, but its adverse effect, health effects were unknown. Marie Curie kept vials of material in her top pockets and her desk drawers, and astonishingly, more than a century later, her notebooks are still too radioactive to be handled without protective clothing. There are those that say, my radium is making them sick, she says in the film. Though dubbed troubled by reports linked to radiation sickness, the real Curie reported never fully admitted that her research was behind her own ill health. She died aged 66 of aplastic anemia, a condition caused by radiation exposure. So she just died of radiation sickness, not things. The emphasis on the consequences of radioactivity's discoveries, both beneficial and catastrophic, was essential for the Strappi. One question that is very important for me is ethics in science, she says. For her, if the purpose of science is to discover the secrets of nature, the real problem is what humans do with the discoveries. Through radioactive, we periodically jump forward to a time in time. One leap is to 1957, when Gordon Isaac becomes the first person to be successfully treated by a linear accelerator, essentially targeted radiation therapy, for a type of eye cancer called retinoblastoma. Then, on Operation Nougat, a series of nuclear tests conducted in Nevada beginning 1961, and the 1986 Chernobyl nuclear power plant disaster. Paris of Marie Curie's persistent Nobel Prize lecture, delivered in 1905, included almost verbatim. It can even be thought that radium could be very dangerous in criminal hands, and there is a question that can be raised whether mankind benefits from knowing the secrets of nature. The example of the discoveries of the Nobel characteristic as a powerful explosive have enabled man to do wonderful work. They also do terrible means of destruction in the hands of great criminals who are leading the people towards war, he says. This is 1905, my God. The example of the discoveries of Nobel is... Poignantly, the speech is interspersed with highly stylized scenes of the atomic bomb dropping on Hiroshima in 45. It ends, "I am one of those who believe, with Nobel, that mankind will drive more good than harm from new discoveries." Scientific progress has never been without seriously dark sides. The impact of the Curie's discoveries remind us that the German chemist Franz Haber, work on synthesizing ammonia created both modern warfare and fertilizer, so it better enables us to feed the world. The atomic bomb is perhaps one of the Curie's dark legacies. The bomb is more to do with the discovery of nuclear fission, says Struppy. But that said, if you don't discover radioactivity, how do you discover nuclear fission? Overall, radioactivity is stronger in its ethical provocations than its emotional resonance of characters. The repercussions of the Curie's research into radioactivities are allowed to speak for themselves, where the actors can only breathe so much life into sketches of people. Perhaps this is an inevitable result of a struggle, especially in the case of Marie Curie, to reimagine someone who we feel will know so well. Yet, in its earnest, imperfect manner, the film portrays Lumiere, whose legacy remains undimmed. I think she would dislike me intensely. She'd be one of the people. I've encountered people like her, and they just really dislike me.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.